This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 midweek Wednesday afternoon, April 17th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Sandwich shop Jimmy John's has a new promotion aimed to capitalize on the growing legalization of marijuana. We'll learn about it in our next segment. But right now, fans of the Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox will have to look elsewhere to find their teams in the future. Let's get the latest from Jeff Agrest, a deputy sports editor and media columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Jeff, great to talk to you today. And speaking as a White Sox fan, in the beginning, there was Sports Vision. Then it became Sports Channel. Then it became Fox Sports Chicago. Then it became Comcast Sportsnet. Then it became NBC Sports Chicago. And coming soon, Stadium. That is the evolution of watching the White Sox on pay TV in Chicago.
I love the nostalgia. I remember those Sports Vision days. And yes, Stadium is expected to become a regional sports network, replacing NBC Sports Chicago. At some point, the agreement between the three teams and NBC Sports Chicago expires in October. And whether they extend that deal to begin the next one for next opening day in 2025, or it begins with the Blackhawks and Bulls this fall, remains to be seen. But all indications are that this new RSN will become the city's second RSN next to Marquee Sports Network.
And this will essentially, I mean, it depends on how the negotiations go, but you could see a scenario in which Stadium merely just replaces NBC Sports Chicago on the cable lineup. But the real value here is the direct-to-consumer offering that will allow you to basically subscribe to Stadium, get access to the three teams' broadcasts without having to pay for a cable subscription.
Correct. That does seem to be to be in the cards here, because Stadium is set up for this already. They have an app. The programming right now isn't very widely accepted because it's very consumer-oriented. It's very interactive, and it hasn't had the widespread appeal that it would probably like to, but that could still exist in a new regional sports network during the daytime, and then at night feed right into a pregame show, a White Sox game, and a postgame show. But they do have an app that has all this capability. They have a streaming website that has all this capability. They are ready to go whenever the time should come, and they could provide those services. The question is at what cost and when.
Jerry Reinsdorf owns a piece, a controlling interest in Stadium, and this seems like an inevitability and the end point of a story that began over a decade ago, because Reinsdorf had a piece of Silver Chalice, which was a very early streaming offering. There were several other streaming or app-only sports broadcasting services that he owned a piece of that were probably ahead of their time, but Stadium is an established name. It does have a couple of NBA and MLB insiders, so this is not entirely a startup, but this is certainly something that's going to have a more robust programming offering if they have these three local teams.
For sure, and you make a great point in that it probably was ahead of its time when it came out as 120 Sports and then Campus Insiders, and then it combined with a Sinclair property and became and evolved into what it is now, which really wasn't the point of it to begin with. They used to air games. They had Mountain West games. They had small college games. They don't have a whole lot of that anymore. But they do have programming. They have Foul Territory, a show that former White Sox catcher A.J. Pierzynski is on. They've created a lot of inventory for programming that could make for really more sports programming that would interest viewers than NBC Sports Chicago really has now.
Jeff Agress, deputy sports editor and media columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks for joining us today, giving us some insight on this reported deal that would move the White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks games off of NBC Sports Chicago and onto a new entity called Stadium. Thank you for joining us today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Sandwich chain Jimmy John's is looking to celebrate the unofficial 420 holiday, what with Saturday being April 20th and all, by selling what it calls the deliciously dope dime bag, featuring a sandwich, a brownie, and possibly some pot-related merchandise. Let's discuss the promotion with Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And since legal recreational marijuana is the law of the land in a number of states, including Illinois, Izzy, it's only inevitable that brands would jump in on some promotions that would seem unthinkable maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, I think this was unthinkable 2 years ago, but Jimmy John's is jumping in with both feet. I will give them a lot of credit for that.
And the details of this 420 goodie bag, which, by the way, only available on an app. You have to order online, so you don't have the awkward moment of possibly ordering the 420 goodie bag along with your kids' children's meals. This is strictly online, and there's a promo code involved. But it includes rolling papers and this whole dime bag thing. So it's very much like leaning into the marijuana culture.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, other companies have done some lighter things, but Jimmy John's, by calling it the dime bag promotion, is really pushing this forward. So I think they're going to get some strong criticism, but the majority of the people, because as you say, states have made marijuana legal, are going to have a great time with this. But you know, they have the sandwich that goes with this. They have the chips that go with it, the brownie, which is, of course, is a great idea for their promotion. And if you're one of the lucky people, while it all lasts, it will also have a branded rolling tray. Now, I don't know what that means, Rob, but I hear that's important in the world of marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, this is the plausible deniability portion of the segment. But for those of you who are not in the know, 420 is a big number in the marijuana community, and it's become a really big day, especially since legal marijuana is now the law of the land in a number of states, including Illinois. But let's talk about the backlash to this, because, yes, there have been some kind of wink and nod acknowledgments of April 20th now that it's become more and more legal across the country. But this also has the potential to turn off customers who may be okay with the idea of legal marijuana, but may see this as being over the top and may react to it like Jack Webb on Dragnet 1967.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, if you ask me, you know, where are the detractors going to come from? I think you're going to have two groups. I think it might be, you know, parents who have children of an age who know how to read and can understand a lot of things. I think they may avoid going into Jimmy John's during this particular promotion, just not to have that conversation. And then you have, you know, just people older where marijuana was never legal. And I think they're going to certainly have their opinion. But all those people in the middle, and as you say, more and more states are legalizing it, I really think this puts Jimmy John's on the map as taking a very strong stand to start to promote something that is legal, right? We wouldn't give it a second thought if it was, you know, a alcoholic beverage at a particular restaurant. So Jimmy John's, I give them credit for stepping up and giving this their best shot.
And then very quickly, is he, if I mean, you probably play this on a location by location basis. I mean, if your Jimmy John's location is in the middle of a suburban town square, maybe you downplay it. But if you're on a college campus, this is Thanksgiving.
Well, I have to tell you, Jimmy John's that I go to in Deerfield is just steps away from a dispensary. So I think it's going to be a very strong promotion for this particular group.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, are you ready for some baseball in the northwest suburbs?
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Minor League Baseball is a popular spring and summer event in the Chicago area, and that includes the Schaumburg Boomers, who open their season next month. Let's check in with Michael Larson, executive vice president and general manager of Schaumburg Boomers Baseball. Michael, thank you for joining us today. And Michael, it was about 4 years ago when Major League Baseball underwent a radical realignment, especially with respect to its relationship with minor league affiliated teams. And that changed the landscape of the local minor league baseball experience in a big way. And a lot of the general managers I talked to at the time said this will eventually result in a stronger product. And Michael, in your experience, was that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks for having me on. And way to jump straight into a good topic there. When they redid that and removed what it was essentially two leagues and almost two affiliated minor league clubs, it drastically changed the talent pool that was available for what we are considered now as MLB partner league teams. So a lot of guys that might have been in AAA, AA still, or high A were now essentially free agents. And MLB was looking for us for the development level of those kind of talents. So the I would say the quality of baseball across all of the MLB Partner League organizations, which all of Chicago's suburb teams are, jumped up significantly when they made that change.
And I think it also led to the creation or proliferation of local rivalries, because whether you're in the American Association and you have a number of local teams involved there, plus clubs in Milwaukee and the Frontier League, which the Schaumburg Boomers are a member of, you have the Joliet Slammers, you have the Windy City Thunderbolts. So there's a lot of regional rivalries that have now developed because of that realignment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that the rivalries that we have jumped through at that time actually came from a separate thing. But yeah, we've continued to have our rivalry with Joliet. The Windy City Thunderbolts down in Crestwood, you know, are in our market as well here in Chicagoland and are our continued rival. But at that same time, the Frontier League absorbed the Can-Am League. So we are the largest MLB partner league, and we go all the way to Quebec, Ottawa, New York, all over, you know, it's very east to west, Chicago being the westernmost market. And we've developed a big rivalry with the Quebec team, which is about as far away as you possibly can get. And I'm aware of that because I had to drive there unexpectedly a couple years ago. That is a 17.5-hour drive, I will tell you that. But the it's really kind of opened up a lot of cool things. And the fun and I would say more major league like rivalry and intensity that the players have in some of these games has really ramped up over the last 3 or 4 years with that realignment and how, you know, drastic that is and how the talent level has changed.
Of course, the calling card of minor league baseball from coast to coast is that it is a much more inexpensive option to for your family compared to going to a major league baseball game. And of course, all sorts of promotions and gimmicks and deals. And that's definitely you can definitely get that in Schaumburg. Pro Wrestling Night on June 12th, a Hawaiian shirt giveaway May 25th. And since we've been talking about it yesterday and today, circle your calendar, June 25th, Bluey Night, Bluey and Bingo, meet and greet in Schaumburg.
Yeah, that'll be, we will give the warning on this. It's an afternoon game, so it's Bluey Day, but it's, we are restricted on how many people Bluey and can meet at a time. So please, if you're looking to do that, get the meet and greet package in advance. because it, as we've had these things in the past, you can get way too many people for the short window that we're permitted to have. So definitely if you're going that route, or Cocomelon, which is another date, or PJ Mask, another date, get those in advance. The more standardized promos, the things that we can do for everybody, not quite as restricted. I mean, we do sell out a fair amount of games, but if you want those meet and greets like you just brought up, you got to get those early.
Michael Larson, Executive Vice President, General Manager of Schaumburg Boomers Baseball, thank you for joining us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Charges are filed against a juvenile after a shooting in suburban Chicago yesterday. A hearing in Washington puts a spotlight on the safety of Boeing jets. Personal Finance Wednesday, strategies to help couples avoid having money be a problem in their relationship. While many people often confine their charitable contributions to the end of the year, organizations appreciate having it sooner rather than later. WBBM Business, the markets are lower. The Dow is down 44 points, NASDAQ down 134, S&P 500 down 17. We have 59 degrees right now under cloudy skies at 12:31, topping our news at the half hour. A juvenile is charged with aggravated battery after an incident in Naperville yesterday afternoon. It happened around 1:30 at a home in the 2500 block of Leech Drive. A 22-year-old victim is in the hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound to the leg. Police say they're looking for a second suspect. Members of an expert panel are testifying on the safety of Boeing aircraft before a Senate subcommittee today. Javier De Luis is an aeronautics lecturer at MIT.
They hear safety is our number one priority, but what they see is that that's only true as long as your production milestones are met, and at that point, it's push it out the door as fast as you can. They hear speak up if you see anything that's unsafe. But what they see is that if they do speak up, they get very little feedback. And if they insist, they may find themselves on the short end of the stick next time raises or bonuses or job transfers come up, or even worse.
De Luis's sister was killed in the 2019 crash of a Boeing plane. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. The markets are lower today. Let's see what's moving Wall Street down with Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial in New York. Art, thank you for joining us today. And markets are down, but essentially flat given the size of the indices these days. But but it seems like they're coming to grips with the fact that maybe there will be no landing after all, after this 2-year discussion of a soft landing, that maybe the plane will get close to the ground but never really touch down.
Yeah, I think that's one of the realizations that markets have been grappling with for the last couple of weeks, for sure. I think, Rob, it's important to remember where we started, right? So since the lows of October, we were up some 26 or 27% on the S&P 500, unidirectionally higher without a 2% drawdown during that whole period of time, one of the longest stretches of positive market action in history. So obviously a market looking for a reason to have a pullback, and we gave them a couple of good reasons, right? So the yield on the U.S. 10-year had been in a range of 4 to 4.3% for about 5 months. And lo and behold, that broke out as economic data continued to be resilient, both on inflation and labor and retail sales this week. And then the other piece of the puzzle was that we had some geopolitical tension that escalated. So the price per barrel of oil broke out of a range that it had been in for 4 months, 70 to 80, got as high as 87.50. So you got a 1-2 punch of higher rates and higher energy prices, and that's got investors taking a risk-off attitude at a time they've been looking for reasons to do that. Very normal to see a 3 to 5% drawdown a couple times a year. Hadn't had one in quite some time, and we've got plenty of reasons to be cautious right now. I think on balance, though, there still is more good news than bad news, especially as we work our way through the earnings reporting season.
And it seems like as far as earnings reporting season is concerned, we're just a couple of days. We're not that far into it as companies report their first quarter earnings. But it seems like there's a lot more good than bad coming out of it.
Sure is. Yeah. You know, we start with the financials. All of the banks did better than expected. And, you know, of the 20 or so companies that have reported, 18 of them have done better on the earnings line and 17 have done better on the revenue line. So, you know, clearly it's a small sample set. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, we'll get about 60% of the S&P 500 reporting, and that'll give us a much broader look at the economy and how corporate America's doing. But I would suggest that if we actually had a 3% or close to 3% GDP growth rate in the first quarter, which is where it's tracking right now, that likely means we drove better earnings than consensus estimates, and I think that's going to help. But at some point in time, we just need the Treasury yields to settle into a place. They move 30 basis points, which is an awful lot for a Treasury yield, over the course of 2 weeks. And that's just disturbing. We've seen that before happen last October. That was the last time the market had a drawdown. So I think if we get some stabilization in rates and energy prices settle into whatever their new range will be, maybe it's, you know, call it 85 to 90 instead of 70 to 80 where we were for the last 5 months, markets will feel a bit more comfortable. But right now we're in that flux.
Well, it seems like the push and pull for investors is obviously you would like to see lower interest rates, but in lieu of that, you'd like to see stronger profits and stronger earnings, and that's what we're getting right now.
Such a good point, Rob. And I think since the beginning of the year, market participants have been willing to forego rate cuts for better economic data. And clearly, that still holds true, even if the Fed doesn't cut rates at all this year. But we'd like to see the path of inflation at least incrementally getting better. And we haven't seen any progression or progress, at least on the CPI level, this year towards the Fed's 2% goal. We will get the personal consumption expenditure, the PCE, at the end of the month. That's what the Fed looks at. And that the consensus for that is for that to tick down again. And I think that might be the pivot for investors to say, oh, okay, wait a minute. Inflation, as the Fed looks at it, is incrementally getting closer to their target, and perhaps we kind of blew some of this out of proportion.
Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial in New York.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and this afternoon we're talking about the focus on the role of money in relationships. We welcome in Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville. Carolyn, thank you for joining us today. And I feel like we could talk about this particular subject for 3 hours, and we could still keep going, because this is such a comprehensive and complicated subject across just every single age. Right, Carolyn?
Oh, you're exactly right. This is a constant problem for just about every family.
Well, let's start at the very beginning. And you have a couple that's just gotten engaged, and you eventually will merge bank accounts. And what are some of the conversations you should have just about the role of money in a relationship? I mean, what expense is too big? Things like that.
Well, so the first thing is couples need to be on the same page about how they will deal with money as a couple. It's important for each individual to have their own money. You know, this thing of like a spouse having a, just a set amount or whatever, it just doesn't work. People need to have their own money that they can spend. And then you have the joint money with agreed upon expenses. And you may want to have an agreement like where do you guys have to discuss purchases? Is it stuff over $250? Is it stuff over $5,000? I know one guy that went and bought a new car and didn't even tell his wife he was going to buy a new car. And that caused some trouble.
That's an age old story right there, Carolyn. And then above and beyond that, then you talk about, well, what are our goals as far as savings are concerned? When is a good time to buy a house? Where do you want to buy that house? And that's a series of difficult conversations.
Yeah, that's right. You hope as a couple that you have some similar goals in where you want to live, how long you want to work, what type of work you want to do. And then it's important to create that path of how are you going to save? Where is that money going to be invested? Make sure that both parties to the couple understand at least the big picture of the finances. You know, often you have couples where one person is kind of in charge of finances because the other just doesn't have interest. That other person still needs to understand at least what's going on in case something happens to their spouse.
And it's good to have these conversations now because, spoiler alert, they get more complicated over the course of your life and the issues get a lot bigger because once you go from the home discussion, then you go to the who takes care of the kids discussion. Do you hire a nanny? Does one person stay home? And then as those children get older and more expensive, then you talk about, you know, what if that career path that you've been forging just isn't getting it done and you got to do something else? So it's a good thing to establish a good foundation of communication now because the conversations do not get easier over time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's important to have transparency. One thing, like I discussed earlier, is usually there's a one party to the couple that's not really interested. They still need to sit down. And we encourage couples to do what we call financial audits at least twice a year, where you sit down, make sure everybody knows how to log into all the accounts, make sure everybody knows how much money you have, where it's going, and that you're staying the course. And so even if you're not going to be taking care of the money, it's good to know what's going on with all of your finances.
And I think another conversation that is worth having is what if you get to a point where maybe there's a really good opportunity, but you have to move halfway across the country and all of a sudden, you know, say goodbye to your not only your friends, but maybe relatives or aging parents or things like that. I mean, again, another difficult conversation to have that has a direct bearing on your finances.
Right. And, you know, you would hope that a couple, if you have to make those career moves or move across the country, that they're on the same page about that. If not, it's always good to involve either a marriage counselor to help you talk through it, or if you can't get on the same page on the finances, there are financial therapists available to help you talk through it.
Carolyn McClanahan, founder of Life Planning Partners in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for joining us on this Personal Finance Wednesday. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday and still to come, extending charity beyond the holidays.
It's Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
While charity organizations appreciate all forms of contributions, they often come in a clump at the end of the year. Let's discuss spreading out the generosity with Michael Thatcher, CEO of CharityNavigator.org in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Michael, thank you for joining us today. That is really the practice for a lot of charitable giving. People give at the end of the year, in part just because it's gift-giving time with the holidays, and in part because they want to limit their tax hit come April 15th. But what does that mean for the budgets of these charities, knowing that the revenue comes in at one particular time?
Great question, Robin. I think what you'll find is that many charities are getting 30 to 70% of their revenue in the month of December, really from Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, through the 31st of December. And so what they have to do is sort of, they basically are budgeting accordingly. And come October, September, you know, September, October, November, it gets to be a little bit of a dry period. And the reality is nonprofits and charities are working year round. and they've got to keep paying their staff and keep doing the work that they're doing. So finding ways to bring in money other than just in the last days of the year is really important.
And if you are giving to charities with the tax deduction in mind, you can still give all year round and reap the same benefits of giving in November and December.
Absolutely. And so there are a couple of ways of doing this. And, basically, most organizations, if you get onto their website, they'll actually have a way to do what they call a recurring gift, which you'd sign up where you give your credit card, and it would take a certain dollar amount off your credit card on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, on an annual basis. You set the interval. You also set the dollar amount. You will get the tax deductible amount for the total for the calendar year. And it's important with this. What's nice about this is you really are giving the nonprofit sustainable income, whatever that amount is. They know they can count on it every month. I would just be cautious to don't be overzealous. Give what you can and know your budgets. And so budget accordingly. The other thing I'll say on this is you can do this with a credit card, but you can also do this through most donor advised funds. So one smart way, this is really sustaining an organization, but also thinking in a tax smart way, is that you can move high valued stock into your donor advised fund and then set up a recurring gift from your donor advised fund directly to the charities that you want to give to. And that way you're getting the selling your stock to charity without taking the capital gains on it. It goes right into charitable giving, and then you set up a recurring gift from your donor advised fund, and people are able to get that regular monthly donation that way.
Michael Thatcher, CEO of CharityNavigator.org in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, thank you for the advice. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.